Okay. Let me welcome all the members of the round table. Can you hear me? Yes. I propose that we start with going around the table according to the list in the program for about 5 to 10 minutes each, and then we can collect interventions from the public. I hope some of you also want to take part in the discussion, and maybe reactions to the from within the panel. So, if you agree, I would start with Dr. Hasan Ross. Please.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm in the neutrino business, if I may say so, since about 4 years, and I was definitely, I think, a latecomer. The Americans were very much ahead of us, and at that time, Kurt Hübner, who was the director of accelerators at CERN, he asked me to start up a neutrino factory working group. And in the very beginning, I thought, well, there are some people who have some very strange ideas, and some people may be dreaming. And in the meantime, of course, I've changed my mind completely. And even if some people have been dreaming, perhaps in the good old days, something very productive and concrete came out of it. And of course, now, looking to the situation we have right now, I can't help to compare what we have here in the neutrino community, and I should say more specifically, I'm of course on the accelerator side. Our American colleagues are much more versatile. They are either on the real physics side or on the machine side, and they seem to understand everything, at least frequently, and they don't bother to switch from one subject to the other. Here on our old continent, that's not the habit. For that reason, I've said I'm on the machine side. And I wanted to compare the situation a little bit with my largest project I've been running. That was the CERN Heavy Iron project. And it had also quite a long lead time. And it was not without any effort that it went through and that finally we got lead ions at CERN. But it took a lot of effort from our future user side to achieve something. And sometimes I'm wondering why in the neutrino community here one doesn't make much more and much faster progress. Now, of course, you could argue in the good old days it was easier, there was a lot of money around and so on and so forth, but I think that is not only, it's not the only reason. And I remember when we started off with not heavy ions at CERN, but light ions, there were quite some people who were our future customers who came around to the machine people, and they wanted to hear that everything was easy and fairly cheap. And of course, we told them quite happily that, because we like to do it also. And then they would go to the funding agencies and, of course, to the direction at CERN. And I remember one guy, well, I should say his name is translated into English, Stick, and he was really using it to hammer in his point of view. And the other, I think, is translated Woodpicker, and he was picking and every time removing a little bit of wood, and you know, finally these people or these birds or these people are making a real hole. And so it happened that finally one had heavy ions at CERN. And sometimes I think your community should perhaps be as active as was the heavy iron community and really not give up. I mean, you have a wonderful physics program. I hear every time that things are not according to the standard model and that there is new physics. And even if linear colliders are very fashionable, I think you ought to move ahead. Having said that, of course, we had at CERN a particular problem due to the financial situation and staff situation. We were forced to cut down the neutrino activities pretty much to zero. And the result, unfortunately, was that the outside community understood that CERN has no interest in it anymore. And that, of course, was a very bad message, and even if you try fighting against it, it is not easy to convince people that, of course, CERN is interested, and actually our DG encouraged us to look for other fundings, like in the European Union, and we did that, and we succeeded. And Vittorio Palladino, he is somewhere around, he is in charge now of a networking activity for neutrino beams, so we had a certain amount of success. But I think, nevertheless, it could go better. And I should like perhaps also to invoke a statement by ECFA, where it was said, more or less, that our first priority is a linear collider, and in the medium or long-term future, yeah, we want to have a neutrino factory, and of course some research, some R&D ought to go on right now. But people, I have the feeling, people who read that, who hear that, they understand first priority linear collider, and the rest may come later. And the problem is, with that later coming, it will only come later if we do R&D right now. And I think, well, I think now I should shut up. That is my main worry.